I'll now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
The next application is 11845. Frank Wesley seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is zoned, is located on the southwest side of Judson Lane, approximately 21 feet northwest of Seagrass Plantation Lane. The 911 address is 30009 Judson Lane, Dagsboro. The zoning district is MRRPC, and the tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 697. Specifically, he's requesting a 5-foot variance from the front yard setback. Received no letters in opposition, 3 mail returns, and we did receive 7 letters in support. The first is from Mr. Frank Thompson at 30004 Justin Lane. Since I am a neighbor of Mr. Wesley, I've received a copy of the plans and the variance request, and I have no objections to his plan since they are compatible with the design and construction in the community. I understand that the community HOA has already given their permission as the plan submitted, and please grant his request so he can proceed. We have a letter from Margaret Buke. It's the best I can come up with, so I apologize. That she lives next door to Mr. Wesley, and she has no objection to him adding the porch to his house.
Burke,
okay. It will be done in good taste and add a nice look to the home. There is a letter from Terry and Pamela Ryer that they have no objection to the home improvement as requested. Stanley Dembeck this letter is concerning the variance request for the addition to the construction of the front of his house. Frank's house is 2 doors down from him, and he believes having the addition construction on the front of his house will not have a negative impact on the value of his home, and it will not have a negative effect on the appeal of the neighborhood. And then Maureen Engel lives on Judson Lane as well, and she's directly across the street from Mr. Wesley, and that her husband and her have no problem with the Wesley's construction of the front porch to his residence. It will enhance and add to the beauty of his property. And then Arthur Fitch says that this letter is purposed to provide input with respect to Mr. Wesley's request to add a porch to existing home. He resides across the street, Mr. Fitch does, and Mr. Wesley maintains an excellent property and has continually improved his property through landscaping, other upgrades, and that he believes that the addition of the porch will add value to his property as well as his neighbors. Oh, and there's one more. Blake Smith has also seen a copy of the plans, and he has no objection to the plans and finds them both visually pleasing and harmonious in their surroundings, and that he also acknowledges that the HOA has already given the permission as submitted. And I believe that is all we have. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Frank Wesley. I live at 3009 Judson Lane, Dasbro, Delaware, 19939.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
First of all, I'd like to pass these out just so you'll have them. First of all, this is a picture of my house, the way it is as of now, and also the house in the neighborhood in the second section that just was built after mine that has the porch that I would like to have put on.
I don't know whether you have it, but I'll hand it to you.
I believe that's in our packet.
Is it? Yeah, you got it. I'm sorry. They got it.
You can have them back.
It's the same model as mine.
And unfortunately, my neighborhood was built before theirs was, and we had no option of getting it. They didn't have it put out at that time. Just to back up a little bit, a little history. I am from Montgomery County, Maryland. I came up here to get away from the rat race down here, and I came to Sussex County because I lived up in Ocean View one time. And I really love it up here, and I moved into this small community, and I fell in love with it. And so I decided to go ahead and try to maintain my life up here and make it as nice as possible. What I'm looking for variance is to have that porch put on the front of my house. I do have the letter, I'm seeing you do, from my association that approved the drawings and the makeup of what is going to be done to the porch. And there should be a new, I had a variance done, a new one, I don't know whether you have it or not, of the property recently. It was August 5th. And just to go further with this.
Well, I didn't see that in our
packet. Oh, you didn't see it?
Not in our packet, no.
Okay.
Is that the only one you have?
I turned it in about 2 weeks ago. It should have been in the package.
No, you can have that one. I got two more. I did had a survey team come out and survey the property, so it would be sealed and delivered. But to answer some of the questions you have here that I answered, the uniqueness of the property. My property, as you see, is pie-shaped, and it curves in the front onto the road. There's a cul-de-sac directly across from me. There's a 10-foot right-of-way in front, and next to the road that I wasn't aware of, I believe that it was 36 feet from my house to the road. So the right-of-way was 10 feet. Second of all, cannot otherwise be developed. The front porch would only be 1 foot deep if property was in its conformity. And to current guidelines, the variance would enable reasonable use of the property. The front porch is necessary for also for me to create safety covered entrance to the front door. The sidewalk that's there right now ices up a lot, and this cover would protect the area because I have diabetes and I crushed my left foot and it was rebuilt and I have a hard time walking, so it would be beneficial if it didn't ice up and I had a porch to walk on into the house. Second of all, not created by the applicant. The difficulty was not created by me. The lot was developed by the builder, and there's a 10-foot right-of-way in front of the property, and I believed it was zoned to be entirely, the whole road was up to 36 feet, I thought at the time, from my property to the road. Will not after the essential character, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Obviously, from the letters you saw, people agree that it would enhance and make the neighborhood look nice, and it will not alter any characters of the neighborhood. And after the pictures, if you'd like to see the difference, it supplies examples. The porch will be built in strict conformance with the HOA guidelines that I offered to you, as well as staying in the character with the other porches in the neighborhood, and it would be exactly the same. Also, number five, the minimal variance. Yes, the variance is the minimal that will be afford relief, and a porch less than 6 feet deep would be more difficult for me to maneuver through it, and would be non-characteristic of the neighborhood. It wouldn't look the same as the rest of them. So I'm asking the board for variance for myself to have a porch put on. You can see the property is the same distance to the street, and I do have a lot of property to the sides, but the front is, like I said, a pie shape, and there's, you know, a cul-de-sac in front of me, and that's what I'm asking for. If you all gentlemen agree to that, I would be appreciative.
Okay, well, let's see if we have any questions. Mr. Rickers, I'm going to start with you.
You said, where did you come from? You said
Montgomery County, Maryland.
You wanted to get away from a rat race?
I was a police officer there for 30 years, sir. It was a rat race.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Every time I go across the Bay Bridge, when I go home to see my kids, I get a knot in my chest.
So you've been through the Rehoboth turnoff through Dewey Beach in the middle of August?
Yeah, I live up that way. It's not too bad. I know the back roads now.
I know the back roads.
No, have you been down in Montgomery County?
No.
You don't want to go down there. You have a window from like 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 to maneuver. The rest of it's all rush hour, afternoons and morning, yes.
Oh, wow.
Takes people 3 to 4 hours to get home.
Well, with that.
I was a motorcycle cop and I had to do all the traffic direction, I know.
I think you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you, you say you have diabetes?
Yes, I do. I have, I'm on a pump, a diabetes pump right here.
Okay.
And I have fourth degree kidney failure right now. So I would be either getting a new kidney or dialysis, and that would even make it even harder if I did.
Yeah, right.
Moving over.
Oh, no other questions, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Mr. Edmund?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
You know, not, certainly not to be difficult in any way. It appears from your survey that you presented to us that the house, there might maybe room on the west side and south to move the house back in order to make it fit.
I've been in the house 3 years. It's brand new.
Oh, it's there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, this picture you're seeing is before the house was built.
And okay.
That's the second section. There's houses all there already.
I guess that's what's sort of.
Yeah, I've been in my house 3 years.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of deceiving.
Oh, okay.
No, I already have a house built on it.
Oh, okay. All right. That answers that.
That house that you see on the picture that doesn't have the porch is my house.
Then I guess I have to question, has there been a certificate of occupancy?
I believe there has been one issued.
And so obviously it was missed that it was.
Well, the house is in compliance.
The house is fine.
The porch is proposed.
Yeah,
he's looking. Yes, to add the porch.
That's the house.
Okay.
You notice in your packet, Mr. Mills, there's a picture of his house without the porch and a picture of a property in the neighborhood that has a porch that he's he's proposing.
Right. See, mine was the second section, and the third section is when the new houses came out with that porch option.
Okay.
Okay.
All right now.
All right. Now I see where it's written proposed after. Okay.
Okay.
No other questions?
How far are you coming out with the porch?
I'm going at 6 feet.
6 feet?
Yeah. Because that gives me enough to be able to maneuver. Obviously, you've seen my size.
Is that enough?
Yeah, I think it's going to be okay.
That's tied right to your garage or just?
To the front of the house.
To the front of the house?
Right.
Okay. And the sidewalk. Is the sidewalk, you said?
There's already one there.
There's one there.
Yeah, and there's going to be another one to the side of that just to go to the driveway.
Okay. Good enough. Any other questions?
Okay.
Just one. I presume you looked at trying to maybe build to the inside, putting the porch in the interior of the front, or is that something that's not
possible? No, it's
impossible. Okay. Yeah. Load-bearing walls and whatnot there?
Right. You can see from the entrance, it's very small.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11845 for the following reasons. The applicant, I believe, has addressed the criteria for variances. The uniqueness of the property is a pie-shaped lot, which is apparent with the survey. The cannot otherwise be developed because of the fact that he's trying to get the front porch on there because he does have some medical issues that need to be addressed and can not be addressed without the addition to that property. I mean that variance that he's looking for. And also, it hasn't been created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been corrected by him because he has a situation, a medical situation that warrants something like this to take place. It will not, certainly will not alter central character of the neighborhood. We've got an awful lot of, I don't know what the number was, but anyway, approvals of the neighbors. And the minimum, this is a minimum variance to afford him relief from the ordinance that's in regulation and issue.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,845. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,845 is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.